Chapter 12. Sweet Dreams. The second our feet touch my bedroom carpet, I storm the bathroom. I have to brush my teeth before Raph gets here. Why did I have to zap up a plate of nachos? Why, oh why? Rachel? Miri? You're home? I hear my mom say. Can't talk. Brushing teeth. How was it? I hear. Tell us everything. How cute. She's calling herself and Lex us. It was fascinating, I hear Miri say. During the first half of the class, we learned all about the ceremony, and during the second, we learned about the history of witchcraft. I spit toothpaste into the sink. Miri fell in love, I call out. Rachel! Miri screams. I laugh and gargle simultaneously. Will you come for Thai food with us? Mom asks. There's the us again, twice. I guess, Miri says. Dinner with Mom and Lex, surfing in Hawaii. Dinner with Mom and Lex, surfing in Hawaii. What's wrong with that girl? Raph and I pick up a new James Bond movie, then get a table at T's Pies in a booth in the back. We hold hands most of the time. Not when we're eating, obviously. That would be weird. But we smile at each other a lot. Until I suspect that I have a piece of pepperoni stuck between my teeth, and I sneak into the cramped single-stall bathroom to remove it. The second snag is when Raph asks me what I got. Got where? I ask, carefully chewing my delicious pie. This pizza is good. He takes a long sip of his Diet Coke.
Didn't you go shopping?
Oh, right. I got nothing. Wow, I'm the worst liar ever. I can barely remember the stories I made up less than 2 hours ago.
How come?
I squeeze his hand across the table. I'm a very picky girl. Back at my apartment, we make ourselves comfy on the couch and pop in the movie. About 5 minutes in, I discover something hilarious about Raph. He talks to the TV.
What are you doing?
He asks Jack, a bit player in the movie who is about to get whacked by the bad guys.
Don't be a moron. Don't you know you're going to get killed if you go in there?
Adorable, right?
No, no, no. Turn around. Oh, man.
Raph covers his face when Jack gets shot in the chest. I kiss his cheek. He's not a real person, I assure him. It's just a role. Raph laughs and snuggles me closer. As the movie continues, Raph keeps talking to the characters. The ones who are still alive, that is. I, on the other hand, find myself yawning. And yawning again. Eyes getting heavy. Too much excitement for one day. Must stay awake. Why didn't I wish myself up a caffeinated beverage when I had the chance? Eyes very heavy. Maybe if I close them for a second, I'll feel refreshed. Yes, close them for a sec. The next thing I hear is Miri saying, "She's out."
Like the Macarena,
Raph says, and then laughs self-consciously.
Apparently I'm very boring.
I spring up. No, you're not boring. I'm just tired from my day of shopping.
Right, Miri says, plopping down beside me on the couch. We did lots of shopping.
Where's Mom?
I ask, stifling a yawn. I don't want Raph to think he bored me to sleep.
She and Lex just went for a walk. They'll be back in 10. Where'd you guys eat?
Tease,
Raph says.
It's the best. The delivery sucks, though. You have to eat there.
He stretches.
I should get going. It's getting late.
He stands up first, then peels me off the couch.
See you Monday.
Okay. I'm waiting for Miri to go to her room so I can have a moment alone with Raph for some goodnight kissing, but she doesn't get off the couch. I'll walk you out, I say with exaggeration. But instead of getting the hint, Miri follows me like a shadow. Good night, Raph, I say.
Good night, Raph,
Miri chirps.
Good night, ladies.
He plants a soft kiss on my lips. I close the door behind him. Then I throw my hands into the air.
Miri, couldn't you have left us alone for 2 seconds?
She looks confused.
But you were alone all night.
I wanted to give him a proper goodbye kiss, I grumble, and then return to the living room. I gave up surfing in Hawaii, and I don't even feel we had much of a date. My fault for falling asleep, but still. I guess I just wish I could have told him a little bit about what was on my mind. You know, about magical cottages in Arizona and witch ceremonies and stuff.
See? She calls after me. This is my problem.
What? She sinks into the couch and hugs her knees to her chest.
I don't know how to act around boys.
Is this about Pra? She nods.
I think he's really cute.
Oh, you do like him. That's great.
It's not great if I can't speak around him. My mind goes all hazy, like the phone when you're using the microwave.
Huh?
Haven't you ever noticed that you can't speak on the phone and use the microwave at the same time?
No, but back to the boy.
Right. Pra, I don't know what's wrong with me. What do I do?
Flirt with him.
But how? She asks. I don't know how to flirt. Teach me.
I don't know if it's something I can teach. It's something I just do, like walking or breathing. She snorts.
Tell me this. How did you get Raph to like you? Naturally, I mean. I want him to like me for me.
Are you implying that I'm not likable?
Stop being annoying and just tell me how you did it.
Let's see. I joined the fashion show, since Raph was doing it too. I not only got to spend time with him, but I showed him we shared similar interests.
Modeling overpriced clothes?
No. Sheesh. Well, maybe. That and dancing. So, those are my two recommendations. Be around and share his interests.
How do I do that?
For one thing, when his friends invite you to surf in Hawaii, you go. She nods.
I see your point. I don't want to be fake, though.
A little fake won't hurt, I think. What do we know about him?
He's a redhead.
Cute, but not helpful. She leaps off the couch.
I know. I'll check out his profile on my witch book.
Perfect. We hurry into her room and turn on her computer. Miri signs into the site, and I check out her page. Miri Weinstein's mywitchbook.com profile. Hometown, New York, New York. Magicality, gray. Favorite activities, taekwondo. Hero, Mother Teresa, Princess Diana, my sister Rachel. Relationship status, single.
You're so cute, I tell her. You picked me.
She blushes and clicks over to Pra's. Luckily, his profile isn't set to private. Corey Pra's mywitchbook.com profile. Hometown, Atlanta, Georgia. Magicality, gray. Favorite activities, karate, saving the world. Hero, Bono. Relationship status, single. He sounds like he's running for Miss America.
He likes martial arts, she shrieks.
I know. And he's single.
I know, I say, laughing. What is magicality?
His views about how to use magic. And he's great, too. We're interested in all the same things. I won't have to fake anything.
Clearly, you two are a match made in witch heaven. Mary nods excitedly.
Why don't you friend request him?
I ask. She stares at me, horror-stricken.
What? No!
Why not?
Because then he'll know I like him.
So don't request just him, I say. Request all the people we met at Losatia. She considers the idea.
Okay, but should I start or end with him?
I don't think it matters. She clicks on the Add Him as a Friend button, and then clicks on the button that shows his friends, all 52 of them. We scroll through them, searching for familiar faces. I point. There are the triplets. Friend them. She does. And here's Karen. She friends her, too. And Adam. Let me see his profile, I say. When we click on his name, a photo of him with a big smile appears. Yep, still cute. Oh my God, he has 375 friends.
That's a lot of friends, Miri says.
How does he know so many witches? I barely know that many people. I read the rest of his information. Adam Morin's mywitchbook.com profile. Hometown, Salt Lake City. Magicality, pink. Favorite activities, surfing, watching football, hanging out, traveling, spells. Hero, my dad. Relationship status, single. Interesting. Very interesting. What's pink? I ask. Sounds kind of feminine.
It means he uses magic for fun.
Good to know. I am so pink. I am shiny pink. Sparkly pink. He's kind of cute too, huh?
I think he might like you, she says, and I feel her watching me.
I don't meet her eyes. As a friend, maybe.
I don't know, she says. He kept smiling at you.
I point to his picture. He's a smiley type of guy.
Still.
Did he like me? I'm not sure. Do I like him? He is cute. Not that it matters. I finger the tiny heart Raph gave me for my birthday. My heart belongs to Raph.
He accepted!
Mary sings, bouncing on my bed. I'm trying to sleep, I say, pulling up my covers. What time is it?
Only a little after 12.
It's practically 1 in the morning and you woke me up because...
Because Pra accepted my friend request. And he wrote me a note. He asked me about my Taekwondo. Isn't that awesome? So I wrote him back, telling him all about my Taekwondo. And guess what? Now I have 50 more friends.
I don't say anything, because I'm sleeping. Or trying to. Is she still here?
Should I not have written him back so fast?
She continues.
Will he think I'm desperate?
Probably.
Oh no!
She cries.
Seriously?
I open my eyes and see that her forehead is all creased with worry. I'm kidding. Relax. I'm sure he'll fall madly in love with your adorableness and non-desperateness. In fact, I'm sure right now he's saying to his big sister, "Wow, that Miri Weinstein is not desperate at all."
How do you know he has a big sister?
She asks. I don't. I was being funny. Ha ha.
But he does have a big sister. She's 16, and her name is Madison. I saw it on my witch book.
I close my eyes. Great. Now can we go back to sleep?
No!
He's still online. I need to strategize with you.
Go bug Mom.
She's sleeping.
See? Normal people are asleep, I say woozily. And I want to be normal.
Too late. You're a witch. By definition, you're the very opposite of normal.
I flip my pillow. Speaking of the opposite of normal, are you coming make-under shopping with me and Wendolyn tomorrow?
Of course! Not that I think she needs a make-under, but I want to hang out with her.
Good. Now go to sleep. I pull the covers over my head and drift off. Until Miri crawls into my bed.
Fitch invited us to his sim this Friday, she whispers.
I open one eye. My room is pitch black. What time is it? And what exactly is a Fitch?
It's 2. And you remember Fitch? He's the short French one. Do we want to go?
I want to go to sleep.
Focus, Rachel. Focus. He's having a party this Friday night. He invited us to come.
Where is it?
The Eiffel Tower.
Huh? In Paris? Now both eyes are open. I can kind of make out her outline in the dark.
No, in Oklahoma. Yes, in Paris, she says in a low voice. His family is originally from France.
But still, the Eiffel Tower?
Boys have them in crazy places.
Like a cemetery isn't crazy?
So, do you want to go?
If you want to. I like France. I like French fries, French manicures, French kissing.
Do you think there's dancing? Will we have to dress up? What if Pra is there?
Then you'll dance with him, I say.
How am I going to dance with him when I can barely talk to him?
Silly Miri. You don't need to talk if you're dancing.
But we're going to go. I want to RSVP.
You have to ask Mom first. I close my eyes. Wait. What about Dad? Next weekend is his. What are we going to tell him? We already have to come up with a way to disappear for 3 hours on Saturday for our SAM class. Do you think we could just pretend we're napping? We could put our pillows under our covers in case Dad comes in. Although Prissy would probably rip the covers off. Maybe we can give her a napping spell.
We can give the whole house a napping spell. It will be just like Sleeping Beauty, except for 3 hours instead of 100 years.
Of course, we could always pause them, but then they would be weirded out over having lost 3 hours.
I think we should tell him the truth, Miri says.
About the Sim Sorta? Yeah, that would confuse him just a little.
Excuse us, Dad. We're hopping over to Paris for a few hours for a party.
No, you don't understand. I want to tell him the truth about us.
I spring into a sitting position, my heart racing.
What? I want to tell Dad the truth.
Yes, I heard you, thank you. I just can't believe what I heard.
Why would you want to do that?
We can't tell him. We just can't.
Why not?
Mom never told him the truth. If she didn't want him to know, we can't go behind her back. The words tumble out of my mouth until I'm out of breath.
Times have changed. Witchcraft doesn't have the same stigma it used to.
She talks about witchcraft as though it's as American as pie baking.
Anyway, Mom always said we could tell Dad if we wanted to. I wanted to wait until I finished my training, and I'm pretty much done. And now I feel like he should know. I mean, we got mad at Mom for not telling us important things, right? Don't you think Dad has a right to know? I hate lying to him.
You've been lying to him for half a year.
I know. and it makes me feel bad. I don't want to lie anymore. And I want him to come to our Samsorta. Don't you? We can't have a huge coming out party and not invite our father. It's just not right.
He's going to tell Jennifer. You want her to know, too? She frowns.
He doesn't have to tell her.
Yes, he does, I say. They're married. Married people tell each other things. It's the rule. She wrinkles her nose.
We'll ask him not to. He's our father. He loves us.
Then he's lying to her.
Ha!
I got her there. She hesitates, then says,
Let me think about it. Maybe we should talk about this during daylight hours.
I nod. Then, or never.
But what about Fitch's sim?
If you want to go, we'll go, I say. But you have to figure out what to tell Dad. Her eyes brighten.
Technically, we don't have to tell him anything. Paris is 6 hours ahead of New York, so the party should be done at 6 p.m.
Oh, sure. Now you remember time zones. She ignores my dig.
We can be at Dad's at our regular time. We can skip the train and transport ourselves right from the Eiffel Tower to the Long Island train station. Smart, huh?
For someone who's so insistent on not lying, my sister can sure make up stories. Miri hops out of my bed and sneaks back into her room. I close my eyes. But unfortunately, I can hear Miri's typing through the walls. Click, click, clack, click. I open my eyes and stare at the ceiling. Miri might be the loudest typist in the history of the world. I can't believe she wants to tell Dad. We can't tell him. I flip onto my stomach. But don't I want to share something this important with him? Don't I want him to know who I really am? Won't he love me anyway? He has to, right? He's my dad. If you truly love someone, don't you love them no matter what? And when you really love someone, don't you love them not despite their quirks, but because of them? I need to think this through. I need sleep. Quack, quack, click, quack. What I really need are earplugs. I focus and chant. It's really late. I need to hit the sack. Please give me plugs so I don't hear her click clack. Not the world's best rhyme, I know, but give me a break. It's the middle of the night. Anyway, it works. Sort of. Two identical bathtub plugs materialize on my night table. Too tired to cast another spell, I bury my head under my pillow and finally, fall asleep.